What is the culture surrounding digital activity like at UWS, and how has it developed over time?
Well, the structure around UWS and the digital strategy has been very, very absent for a very long time. Bit of context, I was an undergraduate there from 2002 onwards. And I was always interested in the digital, but I was using it as a sort of hobby. So it wasn't until around 2005 where I encountered my now PhD supervisor, Andy Mia, who was encouraging students to actually think about putting the work online and actually engaging with an audience. I was doing filmmaking at the time, so there was a lot of content being produced, way more than you probably think that is being produced now when we use our mobile phones. But Andy was trying to encourage the students and asking me if I would encourage the students to put their content on YouTube. So this is 2005. A lot of it's been self-managed. So our blog, uwscreative.wordpress.com, has been around for a long time, since our merger in 2007. In Paisley, we had a blog, but it was just maintained by people like Andy who were in that space already. So it hasn't really been until the last, say, 24 months, maybe a bit longer than that, 2.5 years, that we've actually really had a real interest in taking social media and digital culture seriously, beyond the media department, obviously.
And how is the university's digital strategy a response to the broader circumstances it finds itself in?
Well, UWS is an interesting university, and it's something I hold dear to my heart, is the fact that there's four campuses. It merged in 2007 with a local college, and some of the structures mean that your campuses are 60 miles away from each other. So we've really had to think about how social media and digital culture can be used to communicate between different departments, different faculties, different schools, but also try and punch above our weight in terms of where we are in the current kind of university context. We're not trying to compete with the big red brick universities. We're something different. We're about local universities for local people, so they can actually feel like there's access to something beyond what's in that environment. I mean, Ayr is a big town where one of the campuses are, but it's not got a lot in terms of job opportunities. So what we tend to use social media and sort of online environment for is to try and find ways that we can provide opportunities to our students. So there's lots of opportunities that have just emerged through actually getting out there and using it, rather than kind of holding back and waiting for to be told to use it. So I'm pleased by the response to it, especially because I've been based down in England for so long that I always thought, oh, I don't know if this will work in here, but it definitely has.